today's a fun day because we've got two people with almost kind of the same last name, Chris Hardwick and Allie Hartwick.
I was trying to figure out, I actually looked it up to see if our family lines were the same.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of times, so my mom's side of the family is Italian.
So, well, no, my dad's side. But anyways, go on with your story.
No, that's all right. Yes. So when in the early days before computers, you know, when people would keep records by hand, a lot of immigrant families just inadvertently had their names changed due to spelling errors or if someone didn't pronounce something properly. And so that happened with my mom's family. And so I was thinking, like, well, are Hardwick and Hartwick related, or is Hartwick a, like, the German version of Hardwick, which is English?
And what'd you find?
I didn't find anything.
Okay.
I found a bunch of ads for genealogy websites, is what I found.
Everyone listening probably knows Chris Hardwick from your many post-show shows.
I've done a few of them.
You have. We've got Talking Dead as well as Talking Bad, which was one of my favorites.
I loved that show. I mean, Breaking Bad is like probably the greatest show in the history of television.
I think so.
Well, there are so many shows that I was a fan of that I wished, like Lost needed an after show.
Yes, it did. It needed one bad. I actually gave up on Lost after 2.5 seasons because I went to college and like found other things to do.
Other stuff
not
to do score, rather than watch Kate and Jack be locked in cages.
Yeah, once they got like into the whole bunker thing, I don't know. I just kind of was like, meh, whatever the ending is, I don't think I care. What other shows do you think need an after show?
Oh my gosh. Well,
Game of Thrones, it could use an after show.
Game of Thrones could use an after show for sure. I mean, it's not every show needs an after show. It's like, it's only the ones that have like crazy surprises, lots of casts, lots of cast members, lots of people that you need to keep track of.
Yeah.
Horrible things happening that you need to process.
Check all those boxes for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, for sure. I fell behind on Game of Thrones, and I do like it when I watch it. But again, every episode just feels like a job where I have to fully focus.
Yeah.
Who is that? How do they connect? All right. What's that? What Game of Thrones are they playing? You know, I do think the show's phenomenal. I mean, every time I'm maybe like 2 seasons behind.
Okay.
And I guess I feel like it's one of those things that when
there
it's all
less,
done, I will completely catch up.
You will. It's hard to stay as into it as seasons go on because there are fewer and fewer boobs. Like first few seasons, it was just boobs, 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 boobs. So you're like, oh my God, when am I going to see more boobs? And now you got to wait like
my friends, the Sklar brothers refer to that show as boobs with a chance of dragons.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
Does it get more dragony? It gets more dragony.
So much more dragony and way less booby.
I'm excited about the dragon part of that scenario. Being a lifelong Dungeons and Dragons player, like, that's basically that show and that book series is just the narrative version of D&D,
kind
basically.
Of. With a little bit of like medieval history thrown in.
Just a slight bit of medieval history.
Chris, you actually started with podcasting, radio. Like, this is a familiar format to you.
Yes, I'm staring at the board that you're standing over and just remembering all the pods and buttons and stuff. Yeah, I worked at a radio station in L.A. for 4 years, but in the 90s.
They still pay me to do kind of nothing.
Well, I sure wish I had social media when I was doing the overnight show at K-Rock in L.A. Oh, my God. Midnight to 5. Nothing to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was the only person in the station.
Give me your weirdest overnight story.
Well, not so much weird, but people would just call because they knew some other person in the world was up and had to answer the phone. And so people would just call me and tell me about what they were doing. There was a woman who was a nursing student, and she just used to call me. And I mean, it was so strange. She just wanted to tell me that she had gotten out of the bathtub and was going to bed. And that was it. It was never dirty. It was just informational. Hey, it's, you know, I just got out of the tub and I'm just getting into bed. I was like, okay. I used to call her the wet nurse because she was always getting out of the tub and going to bed.
So stand up, how does that change from what you're used to with radio, TV, or is it just kind of more of the same?
They're all different, you know, like radio is different. You know, when you're doing radio, you're really talking to one person. Mm-hmm. When you're hosting a show, you might have an audience, you're talking to other people, you're interviewing people. You know, stand up is just such a direct relationship to the audience. Like something that forces people to leave their homes and commune and be off the internet. Is good because we need these shared human experiences to exchange, to be a community and exchange ideas and be around other people. rather than just doing everything from your phone.
This weekend, Chris Hardwick is at Comedy Works downtown at Larimer Square. Thanks for coming in.
Here's your $5.
Thank you, Grandpa.
I don't have $5. You have to, here's your birthday.
I see 100 in there. Can I have that one?
Here's your birthday $5. Happy birthday.
Aw, thanks.
I like that I actually handed it to you, like anyone in the radio audience can.
It made it seem more
legitimate. Can I do my own Foley work? Here you go.
Perfect. Now we have all the effects we need.